Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It was 2017, 500 years since the start of the Reformation. That's when the establishment of the Protestant Church began. It's the splitting of the Protestant and Catholic churches. Well, our diocese held a special event, a commemoration of that time, and they invited all the clergy to that event. And it was from both Catholic churches and from Lutheran churches. And so there were many deacons, Lutheran deacons, at that event. And they told us to sit next to, deacons from the other church. So I had a nice conversation with a Lutheran deacon next to me before the event started. Well, as the service started, there was a rather long dissertation of the conflict. You know, the event title was From Conflict to Communion. Conflict to Communion. So when they began the discussion, they were talking about the conflict between the two churches. And it was a tough conversation. You know, it just seemed like there was just so much hate and so much animosity between those two churches, especially in the early years. And so much so that during the talk, the Lutheran deacon next to me nudges me and he smiles and he says, "I didn't know I was supposed to hate you." Me too. I didn't know. And then we gave each other sort of an awkward handshake and giggled like little school children. But those words kind of rung out with me. I didn't know I was supposed to hate you. Is it possible not only to not hate someone, but to love someone that doesn't think the way that you do? Someone with vastly different opinions on religion and politics and ideologies and whatever divides us, sports teams. Can a Yankee love a Red Sox fan? Can we still love one another? And I don't mean can we collectively do this. I mean as individuals, can you and I love someone that doesn't think like us? You know, I remember the story, and you might remember it too, the Supreme Court justices in the past. They were Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was the liberal, non-practicing Jew, and Antonin Scalia, who was the practicing Catholic conservative justice. And they had such deep opposing ideology views. Fierce defense against their own opinions. And yet, they became the closest friends for over 40 years. Their relationship was celebrated, and they were so close, in fact, that their families actually became friends, and they spent holidays with each other. They always rang in the new year together. They spent all holidays. They became close friends, and I thought, that what a great model for everyone that says you can have two people with such opposing views, and yet to be so respectful and to love each other. We exalt the cross today, and one reason is because it gives us freedom. Freedom from hatred, from bitterness. We have freedom to choose to love. You know, we always say, you know, the gospel is good news, and we say it's the good news of the gospel. What's the good news? Our lives are so much richer when we are free to love people with opposing views. If you and I want to hold on to hatred and bitterness and all that goes with that, then we will be miserable for the rest of our lives, guaranteed. Jesus Christ releases us from that. What's the alternative? What's the alternative? We go around being, you know, bitter and just hate. That's not a way to live. It's going to be awful. It's like having, you know, an app on your fitness phone that tracks all your grudges per day. You know, it's awful. We don't want to live our life like that. Do you think there's any other reason than the cross and to love each other, to love others that oppose us? No way. No way. It's the cross that does that. There's power that flows from the cross. Jesus says, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. All people. From the cross. See, look, Jesus on the cross. When you look at him, he's in the weakest position that he can be in. And sometimes I wonder, do we feel weak when we love other people who oppose us? Do we think that we look weak because we're loving someone that doesn't think like us? You know, I have to say that some of my most endearing relationships are with people who have opposing views to me, but I wouldn't want it to be any other way. You know, the command to love, it's not some lofty idea, you know, just think, oh, you gotta love. It's an actual real thing that we do in our lives, and even in our small differences. After 500 years, you know, we're still not in communion with the Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church and Lutheran Church, not in communion, but the friendship and the love still exists, still strong today between those churches. I think those words of the deacon ring out to me. I didn't know I was supposed to hate you. We're not supposed to hate anyone. We're not supposed to hate anyone. We're supposed to love.